Another day is here, and you're ready for it. What to wear? Check. Breakfast, lunch, and dinner? Check. Planning for what's next and how to save for it? That's where Bank of America can help. For your financial to-dos, Bank of America has experts ready to help get you closer to your goals. Get started at one of our local financial centers or 24-7 in our mobile banking app. Find a location near you at bankofamerica.com/talktous. What would you like the power to do? Mobile banking requires downloading the app and is only available for select devices. Message and data rates may apply. Bank of America NA, member FDIC.
What is going on, beautiful people? Welcome to another episode of The Narcissist Code. I'm your favorite self-aware narcissist, Mr. Lee Hammett, better known as Mental Healness across all social media platforms. This is your first time seeing my face or hearing my voice. I'm a clinically diagnosed narcissist. I need my platform on social media to raise awareness for NPD, get more people into the therapy, and also validate the victims, survivors, and thrivers of said disorder, said toxic people, said toxic traits. Today's episode is going to be about why do narcissists quit their jobs. Why is it so damn hard for a narcissistic person, some of them, well, quite a few of them, to hold down a job? Why are they so frustrated with where they work and things like this? All things job related with toxic narcissistic people. Before we hop into today's episode, y'all, got to shout out the self-love brand. This is the I'm Here shirt that I'm working on right now. There's a lot more available. Link is in the description of every single video and podcast that I do. Every one of them that I do. The self-love brand, I love me, I'm here. But yeah, y'all. So why is it so hard for a narcissistic person to hold down a job? So for me, y'all, because if you don't know, I turned 38 years old on July the 14th of this year. Yeah. July 14th, 1985. Y'all, I'm a Cancer to this. I'm a Cancer in Zodiac and to this planet, apparently, because everybody thinks narcissists are cancers, like cancerous, like sick, make you sick and whatnot. But it does. But y'all, let me preface this, y'all, because I already know where this is going. Every time I mention my birthday, everybody in the comment section is, oh, my girlfriend's a Cancer, my boyfriend's a Cancer, my husband, my wife, my mom, my dad. Like, y'all, I don't think that Zodiac has anything to do with narcissistic personality disorder or toxicity. That's just me. I'm not questioning your beliefs or what you think, but that's just me. But yeah, why do narcissists quit their jobs or move on from jobs so much? So just for me, y'all. So I've had so many jobs throughout my life. And me personally, of course, narcissists don't like having bosses. Of course. Yeah. Of course. Narcissistic people, we have this delusional mindset that we think that we are better than most people, right? Including our bosses, including our higher ups, including the people who created the company that we might actually work for. We hate when people tell us what to do. We think that we can do it better than other people. Let's just put it like that. We think that we can do it better than you can. We think we can do it better than our boss. We think we can do it better than anybody else out here. So it makes us angry as hell that we have to answer to somebody else. Every single job I've had since I started working at Wendy's when I was 18 years old in Reidsville, North Carolina on Freeway Drive, every single job I've had, I've damn near hated every boss I had. And they were some pretty decent bosses. The first boss at Wendy's, no, he was actually a horrible person. But I've had some actually pretty good people as bosses, but I just hated the fact that they were my boss. So I associated them with this higher standard than over me, this hierarchy in my life. Like, they were above me, so I hated them. You see what I'm saying? I've had some good people, some actually good, decent human beings be my boss or my supervisor or whatever. But I automatically have a disdain towards them because it's just like when they tell me what to do or give me a direction, it automatically just sets me off, y'all. Oh my goodness. I remember working at a Harris Teeter Distribution Center in Greensboro, North Carolina. And I had a boss named James. And James was a good dude. I'm telling you, he was one of the good people. He was actually a good dude. But I could not stand him because I had a college degree. I'm working. And he was telling me what to do. I was like, you're not even qualified to tell me what to do. So I'm always, I go to work frustrated because I think I'm better than the boss. I'm more educated than you. I'm supposed to be your boss. Why the hell are you telling me what to do? It's just my mind was working like that, y'all. My mind would automatically. And did you see how it works, though, y'all? You have a narcissistic person that does not like their job, does not like their boss. They come home and take it out on you, don't they? You become the recipient of their toxicity because they hate their bosses or they don't like where they work at or they hate their employer. Whatever the situation is, whatever the dynamic is, you understand the situation. You understand the mindset of it all, right? You get it. You understand the dynamic. You know what I mean? So that happens so many times when you're dealing with narcissistic, toxic people. That's what they do to you. That's absolutely what they do to you. You get into your mind, like we get into our minds, we're better than you, and we hate our jobs. So we get frustrated every single hour that we are at work. We come home, we take it out on you. Take it out on the kids. Take it out on people at work. Take it out on people while we're at work. Because if I have a boss and I just happen to have people underneath me, it's kind of like the whole euphemism or whatever you call it. Crap rolls downhill. If I have to handle this crap, you want to take my crap. So some narcissistic people get so frustrated that they at a job that they think they're more qualified in. Like they might not have any skills at all. They might just have the super delusions of grandeur and just quit that job, or just get fired. It doesn't have to be quit. They can get their asses fired for being a horrible employee, for being a horrible worker, for being a horrible person. It's not just the employee worker, being a horrible person. This is not every single narcissist's job, because some narcissists might work at a job for 20, 30, 40, 50 years because they get that validation of being a long-term employee or whatever. They get validation from being a good employee, or their longevity that absolutely comes along with it. You see what I'm saying? Some narcissistic people revel in the longevity and the praise that they get for being a long time employee in good standing. So like I said, this doesn't apply to every single narcissistic person, but it applies to a lot of them. It applies to a lot of us. You see what I'm saying? A lot of narcissists just get frustrated because we think we deserve better. And we, even if we have a job that we might tell you this is our dream job, but we get that job, we get in there, and we get frustrated as hell because it doesn't make us happy. We are chasing happiness. If it doesn't make us happy, we are angry. We become extreme. We become damn near instantaneously angry. If this job does not make us happy, then we damn near become instantly angry. It's like instant noodles, instant anger. we microwave the anger. While, you know, it's like, not because we ain't worked for a certain amount of time, it's like we put the damn anger in a crock pot, and we are just crocking and potting all goddamn day. We come home and take it out on you. I know I made a joke out of that, y'all, but it's not, you know, abuse is not funny. Y'all know I just had to add a little splash of humor. I'm not trying to, you know, I'm not trying to chastise you or just make fun of you in any way, shape, or form. I hope y'all understand that right there. I'm sorry if it came off that way. It's like, seriously, that's not my intent. But I know the difference between intent and impact. If I impacted you in that way, I'm truly sorry. But yeah, y'all. But it comes along with it, though, y'all. It really, really does. So I tell people all the time, narcissistic, toxic people, if they are not happy at their job, you are going to get the brunt of it. If you are their partner, if you're their child, if you are their parent, if you have any role in their life, you're going to get the brunt of it, because that narcissistic person is chasing happiness. They might work towards a dream job. They might be a famous actor that is super unhappy with their damn life. A famous athlete. I've made it to the NFL. I'm supposed to be happy, but I'm not happy. You know why? Because of my wife and kids. Or I made it to the WNBA. Whatever the situation is, y'all. Y'all know women can be narcissists as well. Yeah, narcissistic people have a lot of them have a high turnover rate in work, because some of them, are some of them absolutely lazy and think they deserve to be taken care of by their partner? Yeah, you get some lazy bastard narcissists that just feel like they are entitled to not work. So they work a couple weeks, get fired or quit. Their job wasn't for me. They wouldn't let me, you know what? They wouldn't let me take an hour nap on my 15-minute break. How dare they? Do they know who I am? Do they know who I am? I try to take an hour-long nap on my 15-minute break, and they fired me. To hell with them. They don't know what they lost. Blah, 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 boo, 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 beep, beep, beep. Y'all understand what I'm saying? Because that's a lot of narcissistic people do feel that way, y'all. The high turnover rate, because they're unfulfilled. Or they just think that they're more qualified for their job than they actually are. You know what I mean? And some narcissistic people, if they are your boss, they might get fired for treating you bad because they're not happy with their higher position. I thought being a supervisor or a manager would make me happy. I thought being a CEO would make me happy. But guess what? I'm not. So everybody underneath me is going to get it. Everybody underneath me, air quotes, underneath me, is in for a rude awakening. Everybody who is around me is in for a rude awakening, because I'm unhappy. Your ass is going to get it. How dare me not be unhappy? How dare me not be happy? It's your fault, some way, shape, or form. But that's y'all. That kind of comes into territory sometimes when you're dealing with toxic, narcissistic ass people. I'm not justifying their abuse or their toxicity. I'm just saying that in the mind of a narcissist, they justify themselves. You know, we justify our behaviors by your existence or you being around us or something along those lines. You know what I mean? It just does happen. The high turnover rate, they keep going. Y'all, if they'd have had 20 jobs in 2 years, y'all got to, I'm trying my heart, y'all. If they've had all these jobs in 2 years or less or however long, or they just stopped working, y'all, I'm just telling you, if they think you're going to take care of them, they will absolutely make you feel like you take care of them. Like, if you are a single parent or not, if you are married to this person and they just don't work at all, not single parent, not stay-at-home parents. I'm talking about unemployed parents. There's a difference between stay-at-home parents and unemployed parents. Unemployed parents are just like, I'm just not going to go to work. Stay-at-home parents are people who stay at home with the kids and, you know, whatever, whatnot. Stay-at-home spouses. Unemployed ones are people who are willingly unemployed that keep, they can't hold down a job. You know what I mean? If you have an unemployed spouse or partner, they're going to remain consistently unemployed because they think that you deserve, they deserve to be taken care of by you. And if they don't, if they stay in this situation or this scenario for an extended period of time where you're taking care of them, they're going to get used to it and they're not going to want to work. They're going to fight you for their ability to stay at home and be lazy as hell and get in your nerves and frustrate you. Look up the term married single parent. You can be a married single parent. You can be a married single spouse. I'm just telling y'all, it is a rough existence sometimes when you're dealing with a narcissistic person, y'all, on this level. But anyways, y'all, thank y'all for tuning in to another episode. I'm truly grateful for every single one of y'all. If you watched it this far, y'all, and you haven't subscribed to the channel, what are you waiting for, huh? What are you waiting for? It said, I looked at the analytics. It said 60% of the people who watch the videos don't subscribe. I know some people have it in their mindsets. They're like, I'm not going to subscribe to a narcissist. I'm not going to feed that ego. Yeah, you're not feeding my ego. You're helping other people. I promise you. You know, this social media stuff, I love helping other people. Helping people feeds my ego. So I'm going to help as many people as I possibly can, y'all. If you want me to be real realistic with you. But anyways, y'all. Like and subscribe for more. If you're on Apple Music or Spotify, hit that 5-star for me, please. Give me a good rating. And also, if it's in your heart, and also just subscribe to the podcast on YouTube, whatever. You know what I mean? Mental Illness is out. Peace. Thank you so much for being here, y'all. Thank you for watching my video to the end. I'm super eternally grateful for every single one of you. If you haven't already, make sure that you subscribe to the channel so we can help reach more people, help more people and things like that. The Self-Love brand is available. I Love Me. The Self-Love journal is available as well. Links in the description of every video I do. If you haven't already as well, look into joining the channel memberships for behind the scenes perks, priority responses to comments and things like that, y'all. Thank you so much for being here. See you next time. Oh, that was better.